Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Talking about potential six options, this is the longest I've been into any show in about a fortnight without mentioning the name Romeo Lavia, but we are here, yeah. Of course. You said last week that a compromise could be found, hopefully, with Southampton. There's been all sorts of reports about a third bidding coming. My man, Sasha Tavlieri, messaged me over the weekend. This is going to be an intense week in the Romeo Lavia. Whether we talk about Lavia or not, I'm not sure. Actually, thinking back, could be anything. Where are we at? What's going on?
Yeah.
Are we going to see some movement on this in the coming days?
Well, you would think so, you would hope so, because he obviously was, he didn't play Friday for Southampton, and I refuse to believe that that was a footballing decision, that they believe Will Smallbone is a better midfielder for the championship opener than Romeo Lavia. If that is, then Liverpool may be looking in the wrong place for their number six. So he didn't play. Southampton play tomorrow night in the Carabao Cup. Now, okay, it's not a deal breaker, but if he plays in that game, then that's another layer of complexity added to negotiations, because he's cup tied for the competition. So you would hope that Liverpool are sort of, if there is going to be a third bid, then it's going to be soon, isn't it? It's got to be soon, really, but it's going to be soon for Southampton's sake and for Liverpool's. Listen, what we're seeing, and I think credit to them and good luck to them. Southampton aren't budging on, you know, they're not caving the way that a lot of clubs maybe would expect, or a lot of people maybe expect a relegated club to do. You know, they've, James Ward-Prowse led them out in the Championship, which, I mean, I didn't even sort of register until I saw him in the tunnel leading them out, and I thought, what's he doing? What's that poor lad doing there? You know, sort of, you know, this guy who's given them, what, 10 years of unbelievable service, sort of almost single-handedly at times sort of leading their fight for them. And there he is, you know, he can't get out yet. So Southampton are staying firm on it. Yeah. £50 million is what they want. I don't know how far they'll come down. They obviously haven't come down to 42, which is what Liverpool offered. Will he come to 45? My sort of gut says probably, but they haven't got that decision to make yet. I think we'll see a third bid from Liverpool this week for Lavia. I think it'll have to be close to 45 plus to get him, which is a lot of money, but Liverpool have clearly decided that he's the one. He might be the best of a bad bunch, or he might be the sort of the least imperfect option, or he might just be a player that they think is absolutely potential top level, but they're going to have to pay to get him. And I think they thought they'd have him by now, to be honest. I think they thought 42 million would be more than enough to get Romeo Lavia this summer. It isn't, and that's credit to Southampton.
No, but it is, absolutely. Yeah, Southampton done this a lot. We've seen it with Tino Livramento. They held out for their fee with Newcastle there. They've actually done it a little bit with James Ward-Prowse. And it's fascinating that he did start the game, because just suggests, as you alluded to there, that Lavia, they probably feel more like that a sale's imminent with him. So they did leave him on the bench for all 99 minutes or whatever it was of the match, and they did start Ward-Prowse. And maybe Lavia is a little bit closer to the exit door. But yeah, for Liverpool, that third bid's got to come. It's got to be more like what Southampton want, because they haven't budged. Maybe we thought there's some goodwill with all the money we've given them over the years, some goodwill in the bank, but it hasn't been the case. I want to touch on two more players, and we'll tie them in together. Tchouaméni and Gravenberch, because There's been reports over the weekend about Liverpool still ready to move for Van Gravenberch and the Tchouaméni stuff. Is Bayern Munich are interested in him? And kind of want to bring them together because I do wonder, I've wrote down there, it could be a bit of a waiting game for Liverpool's perspective. In terms of the second one, we've spoken about Lavia, and it's clear that we've earmarked Lavia, whether it be sort of what he can bring short term or his potential. We like him, we want him through the door, and we'll deal with the rest after. But with the next player, do you think Liverpool might be waiting a little bit to see whether Gravenberch turns to Bayern Munich and says, listen, I want to go? Maybe Real Madrid have to spend all this money on Kylian Mbappe, for example, so they need to sell someone like Tchouaméni. Do you think there's a little bit of that sort of poker going on?
I think it's fair to wonder that, because there's obviously there is a situation that you push the button and say, right, just give Southampton 50 million for Lavia, and then all of a sudden Real Madrid are trying to sell Tchouaméni, and you think, oh my god, what have we done? You know, there is that world, isn't there? But you would also think that sort of Liverpool have to. The situation is so stark at the moment for Liverpool that they have to get these things done. So, you know, I think if there was any chance of getting Tchouaméni, surely Liverpool would have been already well across it. They've obviously got a relationship with the camp. They've obviously spent time making those relationships in the past. Gravenberch, I mean, he came on against Liverpool and played in almost as a number 10, didn't he? I mean, he didn't. So I watched it and thought, where's this number 6 sort of idea come from? I know he has played there in the past, but Gravenberch, he doesn't. I don't know if he changes the sort of. He's such a game changer for that number 6 position. You know, I'm not entirely sure. I think Tchouaméni probably is. You know, that you go, well, you know, he's so good. We think he's so good that you just go straight into the side. I still think Gravenberch would have to, you know, there'd be a lot of work that needs to be done in that position. Obviously, I mean, Bayern have got an interesting situation bubbling at the moment with Harry Kane. Yeah. You know, that might impact what they do this window. I can't see a situation where they sign Harry Kane and Tchouaméni.
No.
You know, in that regard, I think Gravenberch. All the word was that he was not happy with his game time, but Bayern didn't want to sell him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Liverpool, one of the reasons Liverpool didn't really sort of go all in for him was I think they suspected this situation was going to emerge where there's a little bit of, you know, impasse. We don't know how long it's going to take to get a deal done. It's not going to be easy to do it in the window. And Liverpool wanted to avoid that, ironically, given the situation they're in now. Sort of what we were talking about, the start of June, we were saying, Liverpool are trying to get the ducks in a row. They want them all in for pre-season and they're going to get that done. And it looked, for a little spell,
yeah, it did.
Like they'd done it quite well, you know, with two good players in, and then they could sort of relax a little bit and look and see what comes. It's so difficult now that the situation's so stark for Liverpool. They have to get players in. They have to. And they can't afford to be sitting there on the last day of the window saying, right, okay, what's the final word from Bayern Munich? Okay, it's a no. Right, okay. What's the final word from Real Madrid? Yeah, it's a no. They can't be in that situation. No. And it's... I mean, you have these conversations with people a lot, and I was speaking to a couple of journalists over in Germany when we were over there, and I said, you know, who would you be your one, really, that you'd go and get? For me, it's Caicedo.
Yeah.
That's what I've said that consistently. I would be right in the mix for Caicedo. But the sort of other name that was always there was Tchouaméni, and it was like, well, you know, Liverpool should be sort of at risk and making themselves look stupid by just being at Real Madrid's door saying, come on, let's have him, come on, we want him, we want him. And even if Real Madrid keeps saying, no, Liverpool, we want him, come on, what can we do, what can we do? I'm not sure Liverpool are there. I think Lavia is the one that they're going to sort of go and get next.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, who knows? I mean, Andre's been linked, hasn't he? Obviously from Brazil, and I think there might be some movement with that if they were to lose tomorrow night, isn't it? They play Argentina Juniors.
Yeah.
If they were to go out to that, possibly.
1-1 from the first leg.
1-1 from the first leg. I think they're at home, aren't they? Second leg, I think, Fluminense. So I think there's potential to move there. But in terms of the other two, I mean, I feel like Gravenberch went with Szoboszlai coming in personally, but we'll see. I think Tchouaméni, I'm not sure Real Madrid will sell him personally, but there's so much going on with Mbappe, with Kane, with others, that things can change. I think Liverpool are looking more at the Lavia end of the spectrum than that end.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.